Insurance Uncovered, a Talax podcast. Enter a world of background insights, hidden stories, and finance topics drawn from the insurance industry.
Hello, and welcome to a new episode of Insurance Uncovered. My name is Ria, and today we are talking about a topic that doesn't immediately come to mind when you think of insurance: corporate culture. It used to be considered a soft factor, but many companies now declare cultural development a priority. I want to know what's behind it, and that's why I've invited a special guest today, Anya Hurtado Medina, Culture Manager of the Talanx Group. Welcome, Anya.
Thank you, Ria. It's so good to be here.
Anya, before we too get started, we asked our colleagues at the Talanx Group what they think about corporate culture. So let's hear what they have to say.
Culture is the unfolding of strategy, the vision that we have for the business, where we want to go and what we want to achieve, how we solve problems, how we deal with colleagues. This all shows and reflects culture after all. What is in-house reflects what you give outside.
I think we have disruptive issues nowadays. I'm not talking only about inflation, about war, but about artificial intelligence. Without a deep culture inside our DNA, we might not survive.
Even though we are a successful company, we are all humans, and we can only stay successful if we do this cultural work, because we all need a common ground to know what values we have, how we want to work together, how we want to like treat each other. We are not machines. If we're not working on our culture, we won't be successful on the long run.
We are not machines. That's a good starting point for a conversation about culture. Anya, we captured the voices in Berlin at the Culture Summit of the Talanx Group. About 90 of our colleagues from all over the world came together in Berlin, and you were part of the whole event. What impressions did you take with you?
Well, we brought together some remarkable individuals from all around the globe and engaged in really intensive discussions. Where are we right now in our cultural development at Talanx Group? And what do we need in order to take the next steps? We were listening to some inspiring keynotes, took part in workshops, and held some insightful discussions. One idea especially played a prominent role here. We don't do culture on a whim. A good corporate culture is not an end in itself. It is a fundamental precondition for finding outstanding solutions for today and for the future in a very complex world.
So how does an event like the Culture Summit help find these solutions?
By setting up the summit, we've put in place a specialist convention for cultural development within our organization. So the participants included drivers of cultural issues from as far and wide as Australia to Mexico and from all the divisions. All of them are united by one common goal: taking the next step in the cultural transformation. So we assembled incredible expertise there and also a range of perspectives as diverse as you would expect from such a broadly positioned group.
The ongoing development of corporate culture is a core element of the HDIX People and Culture Strategy. We also asked Caroline Schlienkamp, the Talanx board member responsible for people and culture, why it is important for companies to work on their culture.
In a complex world, it's not just possible for some people at overall levels to make the right decision at the right point in time. This is not sufficient. What we need is self-organized teams who take over ownership. And we need a growth mindset. We need to find solutions that are not only good today, but will also be excellent in the future, so that we stay relevant.
As we've just heard, it's about staying relevant for businesses, staying successful. But actually, companies already have a strategy for that. So why do we talk so much about culture?
Yeah, so let me elaborate on this a bit. Culture describes how people interact and conduct themselves, right? How decisions are made, how people are informed, how they resolve conflicts, where responsibility is assigned, and so on. This even goes to the question of how far do I identify myself with what I do? Cultural issues for a long time were kind of a soft factor, something to think about after finishing up the other real important tasks. Now, however, this has fundamentally turned around. Many companies put working on their own corporate culture in first place, even ahead of their strategy.
I think that's the most interesting development. So where does this change actually come from?
As I see it, two reasons. First, all of us can only unleash our full potential if we're operating in an environment where our strengths come to the fore, right? When I think of the past, many companies had an incredibly hierarchical way of working. So the decisions were taken at the top, they were acted on down below, and in turn, control again came from above. Such a culture is not necessarily conducive to people feeling very driven from within to give their best. And second, cultural factors play a very considerable role in choosing a job. At the start, of course, you ask yourself questions like, is the position interesting? Is the money in line with my expectations? And so on. But then you move on to other considerations like, can I work there independently? How much responsibility will I have? And does the environment and the sense of community fit with my ideal vision of how I like to spend several hours of my day?
So some people might already say that a company must already be doing quite well to have so much time for navel gazing.
Yeah, I can see that. When my desk is full and I myself am in full-on survival mode, then perhaps the timing is not right for such a person. That's okay. But that's exactly why it is all the more important for the issue to feature so prominently on our agenda today. We have created the Culture Days, for example, in order to be able to make offers again and again and again.
So could you explain a little bit more what those Culture Days are?
The Culture Days are kind of like a festival for everyone. We're sending out a clear message that we are consciously living out the cultural transformation. We want to celebrate our culture together and also make it stronger. The Culture Days are an invitation to everyone to get involved, to play an active part in shaping organizational change. One question is, what do we need to make it easier for everyone to work better with each other and communicate better with one another? The more broadly we approach, the better it is for our cultural transformation. For example, culture is something that can only be done together. Cultural development is a marathon, and we need to draw on everyone's energy and attention.
So why is it so important to get involved in the cultural development?
Let me make a comparison. Of course, I can eat what I want and not get much exercise because I'm so tired and I don't have much time. And that's one way to go through life. And I think we all know that. But I can also eat a healthier and more balanced diet, allocate some time to physical fitness, and thereby ensure that my body stays healthy. Ultimately, that's how it is with culture too, I think. We need to realize that it's up to us whether we want to stick with the status quo or whether we really and from the inside out want to grow. That's why it is so important to work on this, not as a project that is completely finished at some point in time, not as in some kind of afterthought when I happen to have half an hour to spare, but rather continuously and holistically so as to bring our full potential to bear, to perform to the best of our ability and to remain an attractive employer in the eyes of talented people.
Thank you so much, Anya. And also on your insights, why culture is such a hard factor for the economic success and performance of a company. It was a very fascinating talk, and I would like to wish you all the best for your path in the cultural transformational world.
Thanks a lot, Ria.
We're looking forward to have you back for our next episode of Insurance Uncovered on March 21st. And don't forget to click the follow button to be informed when the next episode comes out.
Insurance Uncovered. A Talanx podcast.